At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, Royals drop the finale, 3-1, the final score. Boston takes the series. Boy, what a weekend, eh? Man, a weekend that saw more than 85,000 turn out to Kauffman Stadium. A beautiful weekend, and unfortunately, the series goes to the bad guys. Phone lines are open for you. Text line is there as well. I'm interested to see where this one goes today. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Listen, I'm not going to browbeat anyone after that loss today. Again, take the show where you want it to go. I think I know where it's heading. I alluded to it earlier today on the On Deck show. You know what? I'm going to say this, and then I'll get out of your way. I'm going to reiterate my pregame thought. My expectation for this game, as I brought up on the On Deck show earlier this afternoon. Now, when I looked at this matchup of Giolito and Lugo with the series on the line, when I was sizing up this rubber game, to me it came down to one thing. The Royals' big bats against the Red Sox' big bats. The Royals' stars against the Red Sox' stars. Your top four hitters against our top four hitters. And today, the Royals' top four hitters, India, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are the four guys that will carry this offense or will allow this offense to remain near the bottom in Major League Baseball. Those four, when it combined 1 for 16, 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position. Meanwhile, Boston's tops, Duran, Devers, Bregman, Abreu, a combined 6 for 15, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs. The game. Devers and Abreu go bridge. Bobby punches out 3 times, including a massive spot in the 3rd inning, where India, Bobby, and Vinny all come to the dish with the man in scoring position, and they're unable to get it done. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Lugo was good. Lugo was very good. Six innings of three-run baseball, you know that's a quality start. His team leading sixth quality start, and the Royals major league leading 21st quality start of the season. 21 quality starts in the first 42 games. That is jaw-dropping. Lugo was very good. The bullpen was very good as well. Steven Cruz and Daniel Lynch, John Schreiber and Taylor Clark combined to throw three innings of two-hit relief. I also mentioned on the On Deck show earlier today that I thought today's game was bigger for the fan base than it was the team. Because if we've learned anything about this team is they move on pretty quickly. After the big wins and after the heartbreaking losses, this team has a very professional, veteran approach and ability to move on to the next. So I would imagine in the next 30 to 60 minutes, the 26 guys in that clubhouse will make their way onto the bus, to the airport, and move on. Get ready for the Houston Astros. Get ready to support Michael Wacha tomorrow night in Houston. So I think the team's going to handle this just fine. How are you going to handle it? I know you guys were putting a lot of stock into this series. We all were. How could you not? Boston's a good team. The Royals are a good team. Two good teams going at it. Highlighted by yesterday's game between two of the best lefties in the sport. And you drop two of three. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We'll get to your thoughts as the Royals drop the finale to the Red Sox. 3-1 the final score. We'll get to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Runners first and third with two down. Schreiber brings it home. Way inside. And they rule that he went around. He did twitch, I will say. And umpire Manny Gonzalez ruled that he swung the bat. That's a great break for the Royals right there. Bregman can't believe it. He just barely moved his hands, but it was good enough for the umpire at first base. So Schreiber gets it done in a hurry. To the bottom of the eighth we go, 3-1 Red Sox.
Now, unfortunately, that would be your final score, but that punchy right there from John Schreiber was today's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Well, one call to the bullpen. Q brings in Schreiber with a first and third two-out jam in the eighth inning. Royals trying to keep the deficit right at two because, you know, in the bottom of the eighth or maybe in the bottom of the ninth, you know Bobby's going to get another opportunity. So keep it at two runs, and it's a bloop and a blast. Royals can walk away with a victory. Schreiber, strike one, strike two, go sit down, Alex Bregman. Schreiber's on some kind of a roll right now. His 10th straight scoreless outing, he lowers his season ERA to 1.65. Bregman went 0 for 4, but the other big bats in that Boston lineup combined to go 6-4-11, driving in 3 and scoring 3. So the big bats for Boston do it all. The big bats for the Royals do nothing. And the Royals drop the finale to the Red Sox, 3-1 the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Barry in Kansas City. Barry, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, love your show. Listened on the way there. Listen on the way back every time, man. You're doing great things.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I need your help as a celebrity, brother. It is Mother's Day weekend. The boys in blue are, like, dominating, and NASCAR's in town, and they closed 670 East. Trying to figure out how we can make that not happen next time.
Oof. All right. Well, I'm on it. That is... I have no idea. I have no idea what to do, who to talk to, and where to go for that. But I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the kind words, Barry. Let's go to Jake in Prairie Village. Jake, how's traffic treating you?
Pretty good.
Terrific.
My dad's driving.
Okay, good. Good man. What's your takeaway from this 3-1 defeat at the hands of the Red Sox?
I'm just asking you about how we pulled Daniel Lynch, with seven pitches, six of them being strikes.
Yeah, that led to the play we just heard, the Alex Bregman strikeout courtesy of John Schreiber. Righty-righty matchup.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Vern.
Yeah, no problem, Jake. Again, that eighth inning, Daniel Lynch comes out of the bullpen, faces... the eight hitter, the catcher, Narvaez, and, man, he roped a double to left. So leadoff double. Red Sox nine hitter lays down a nice sacrifice bunt where Daniel Lynch maybe made the play of the game. Just a gorgeous defensive play from a low-key, pretty darn good defensive pitcher. Daniel Lynch has made some highlight reel plays over the past few seasons, and I know it's a sack bunt, but man, did he make he made the type of throw that normally ends down the right field line. Great play by Daniel Lynch. So one out, but a man's on third. Lynch then strikes out the reigning All-Star Game MVP Jarren Duran, blows 96 by him. And then one of the scariest hitters on the planet walks up, and the lefty hitting Rafael Devers, and you heard Matt Quatrero tell Annie Rogers earlier, I wasn't interested in letting Rafi swing the bat. And I respect that. You know, just like I was puzzled the other day when the White Sox let Bobby Witt Jr. beat them. Devers already got his off of Seth Lugo. Don't let him get another opportunity, especially off of your bullpen. So they intentionally walk Devers, bringing the right-handed hitting Alex Bregman to the dish. And John Schreiber is your righty stopper. And he did just that. Schreiber's now put up a zero in 14 of his last 15 appearances. And for the season, he has 17 strikeouts and 16 and a third innings of work. Let's go to Mike, who's in Troy. Mike, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, I was out at the game today, and it was a beautiful day, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
That's right.
But I want to I know I'm old. I'm old school. I grew up before Billy Ball. In the third inning, we had runners on first and third, one out, and maybe our best person up to bat that can control his bat. Why don't we squeeze in a run? Because Bobby can beat that bun out, or India can at least get to second. They can't turn a double play if Bobby drops a bunt and we score another run in the third inning. And granted, we got beat 3-2. I'm not a big league manager, so I don't know how it all plays out. But
3-1.
Yeah.
Yep.
If we drop that bun, do we force something else?
Sure.
Because
sure.
We score there, and I know Bobby can bunt, and maybe that's what it takes to get him out of the funk he's in the last two games. He's still my all world player,
sure.
And we're going to try to get him out of that funk. But man, again, I'm all before the play it by the number, the Billy Ball, but I love the small ball, and if we're not scoring runs, shouldn't we try to get one more any way we can? And again, I love Q, but I don't know.
Yeah. No,
that's all.
You make a fine point, Mike. I'm not going to argue. It's a merit-based point. Thanks for the phone call. The only thing I would say, and you know, Bobby is, in my opinion, the most talented baseball player on the planet. So with that said, of course he can bunt. I don't believe he works on it. And I talked to Kyle Isbell, Freddie Fermin about the art of bunting, and they say you need to work on bunting the same way you work on your swing. It's not just lay two down before BP and then you're good. I don't believe, and listen, Bobby gets here before I get here. You know, he's the hardest working dude you're ever going to find. So maybe he is putting in work on his bunting during the season. I don't believe so, but, what do I know? What I do remember is he did lay down a bunt maybe 3 years ago, and he said that was the first time he's done it since, like, Little League. When you're always the best player on the field, your manager isn't often putting the bunt sign on. Now, that doesn't make your point invalid. It is the third inning, but again, your point, if we think it's going to be a low-scoring game, if you thought it was going to be a low-scoring game, maybe that's an opportunity. And not only could that run have scored to make it that would have made it 2-0 Royals. Not only could that run have scored, but with Bobby's breakneck speed going down the first baseline, right? I was just giving all that love to Daniel Lynch for making such a great throw. Most pitchers send that thing to the right field corner. Bobby lays down a bunt. People always panic when Bobby has an infield hit. Anytime Bobby's putting the ball in play, the defenders are going to act out of pocket. They're going to start freaking out a little bit because he's the fastest player in the game. So he lays down a bunt. Who knows what happens? He could find himself on third base. No, Mike, it's a fine point. But you even prefaced your point with it. It is a new day. Bobby is a different type of player. I'm sure he has the free will to lay down a bunt if he so chooses, but no, I certainly wasn't surprised that Q's not relaying in the signs to have number 7 squared a bunt. Final thing I'll say on it, I don't want Bobby doing that if he's not completely comfortable doing it. Because the last thing anybody needs is a broken finger, broken hand, some sort of injury to, again, the best player on the planet. Hey, I appreciate the phone call, Mike. That opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. That's also our text line number, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Ron in Kansas City. Ron, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you doing? Listen, we definitely need some extra batting practice, and I think we're doing an injustice to India. I mean, this guy's a proven baseball player. He's got last year he hit, 250, 22 home runs, and we're changing him around all over the place. Third base is very different from second. I wouldn't say very different, but it's a different position from second base. And I think we need some consistency. We got to, with India, I just think we have, there's an injustice going on there.
So how do you alleviate it? How do you fix the problem? What's your move?
Well, keeping a consistent batting order, keeping him playing second base. I mean, he's a proven professional baseball player there.
Yeah. All right, Ron, thanks for the phone call. I think you're giving him just a touch. You're giving him, he deserves a lot of credit, but I think you're giving him maybe a touch too much. He's never hit 22 home runs in a season in his career. He hasn't hit 250 for the season since his rookie campaign. He's a league average hitter. There's no shame in that. And I'd love 9 league average hitters. They have been pretty consistent with his spot in the lineup. He's hit leadoff every time he's been in there. And they have been pretty consistent with him defensively as well. It's only been third base and left field. Today was the first time we saw him at second base. And if I'm Michael Massey, ugh. Oof. All right. So now we got Indy over there. All right. Now, it's fair. Michael Massey's not doing enough to thwart anyone trying to come for those reps at second base. Massey today 0 for 2 as he's pinch hit for, as Mark Canha came in and then he went 0 for 2. So, listen, I think they're being as fair to Jonathan India as he deserves. India, for the season, following today's 0 for 4, is now hitting .224 with an OPS about 80 points below league average. And they're still running him out there as the leadoff hitter every single day. They brought him here and gave him the leadoff spot. Now, as I say all of that, Jonathan India is a terrific teammate. The way that he ingratiated himself to this clubhouse so very quickly in spring was impressive. The way that he attacked a new position in left field, returning to an old position at third base. Yeah, no, he's a great teammate, but this is also the big leagues. You want to stay and play in the big leagues, you need to adjust. Not many players are Bobby Witt Jr. Not many hitters are Rafael Devers, where you could say, hey, you know what, I'm not too keen on moving. You need my bat. You need to placate me. Now, I'm speaking about Devers there. Bobby's already played multiple positions in his young big league career. Now, Bobby's a team first guy, no doubt about it. India, yeah, tough luck right out of the gate, too. Great play by Alex Bregman. Man, Bregman had a terrific defensive series. I don't know how much he really did offensively. 2 hits, 3 hits in 3 games. But, man, he saved at least a run or two with his glove over there at third base. Ron, thanks for the phone call. Royals lose 3-1. They're now on their way to Houston, getting ready to take on the Astros. Michael Wacha goes in game one. Chris Bubich on Tuesday night, and then Michael Lorenzen in the finale on Wednesday night. All three games start at 7:10. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, beginning at 6 o'clock with your chance to win Royals tickets. So make sure you're there. Royals lose 3-1. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The 0-1, Isbell squares, bunts it right back to Giolito. He picks it up, throws to third, and it gets away down the left field line. Waters gets up from his slide. He's in to score standing. The Royals claim the game's first run. It's 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Isbell was giving himself up. Giolito got aggressive, and not only did the Red Sox not get an out, but the throw gifted the Royals a run.
That's Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. 1-0 with two on and nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Royals would go on to lose 3-1. Red Sox take the rubber game, take the series, and the Royals now take the bird down to Houston to open up a three-game series tomorrow night right here on 96.5 The Fan. Yeah, Drew Waters scores the Royals' lone run. And you know, following that, as Izzy, like Jake said, giving himself up, lays down his team-leading fourth sacrifice bunt of the season that's also tied for the major league lead. Wasn't the best bunt we've seen from Izzy, but it got the job done. Especially since, yeah, Giolito threw a missile at third baseman Alex Bregman, who wasn't even to the bag yet. So, yeah, the pitcher botched that one. But nonetheless, that run would have come in to score. So with first and second and nobody out, Jonathan India on an 0-2 offering rolls over one and grounds into the fielder's choice 6-4 put out. First and third with one out. Bobby Witt Jr., strike one, strike two, two pitches later. He swings through 95 from Lucas Giolito. And then Vinny grounds out on the first pitch to end the frame. It's about as good as it would get for the Royals up until the ninth inning. Two on with one out. Mike Hell hits a rocket to left field. Unfortunately, it finds the glove of the left fielder. And then Mark Canha pops out for the 27th out, and the Royals fall 3-1. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's go to Tammy in Independence. Tammy, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I just want to say me and my husband were big fans. We listened after every single game, and I had to call in today. You know, we were at that game on Friday, and it was electricity in that stadium. It was amazing all the way through the 12th. Ron was passed out on the way home. He couldn't even stand after that kind of a game. But then, you know, yesterday and today, it's such an emotional roller coaster with these boys. And I just, you know, if you could speak to that, do you think it's just always going to be like that here in KC where we are just, the highs and lows are just so crazy. I can't imagine the difference of being there Friday than being there yesterday and then today. It's just so hard. I put Ron, he's out back, but again, big fans, but what is it with it? And do you think we'll ever just have a moment where we can just ride the wave?
Well, I think we just got done with that, right? When they rattled off 16 wins in 18 games. The first time that's happened in 47 years. So that was quite the wave. We might never see a wave like that come through Kansas City again. No, honestly, I think, yeah, get used to this. This, to me, is winning baseball in a market like this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, I can see that. I think that's what I mean is, you know, we were at the top of that peak and it just drops. But, you know, I guess you can't win them all forever. And that's fine. But, man, those boys on Friday and then the next day just to be such a stark contrast on, you know, playing the same team. Man, it was like a dagger to my heart. Ron was, you know, upset, but.
Sure.
Yeah, anyways, thanks for taking my call, Vern.
I hope to hear from you more often, Tammy. Great energy, great phone call. Terrific. Well done. Thank you very much. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. I mean, if you look around Major League Baseball, there are bad teams where and we've had our fair share of bad teams here in Kansas City where you show up expecting to lose. You know, there was a 4-5 year stretch there where you showed up expecting to lose. That's over, right? I show up to Kauffman Stadium expecting the Royals to win. And obviously they're not going to every single night. But once you achieve that, where you expect the team to win, this is what you should expect. Elation or heartbreak. There's really not much in between. And if you look around Major League Baseball, again, you have the bad teams. You have teams like this where the fans expect them to win and it's either heartbreak or elation. And then every once in a while, you have the Yankees of the late 90s. You have the Dodgers of the past decade where it's almost like they're in a different league in how they spend, in the resources. So every once in a while, those type of teams show up where, yeah, it is a six-month-long wave of entertainment and high-quality baseball. That doesn't mean that's going to carry into October. It's not as if the Dodgers have a handful of World Series rings. So yeah, the regular season, this is, Tammy, get used to it. Now, hopefully we are fortunate enough to grind through another 120 games like this. And then come to October, you know, you get to the postseason, you remember that feeling. I mean, you feel it in your stomach from the moment you wake up. There is no relief until the game's over and you're picking up that victory. And then even after that, you're going, okay, now we got to get ready for the next game. It's the beauty of the game, right? It's the old Commissioner Bart Giamatti quote, baseball will break your heart. It was designed to break your heart. And yet here we are. We all line up every spring to get our hearts broken. And they've been broken every single fall except for 1985 and 2015. Both teams will be celebrated coming up the next weekend. We celebrate here at Kauffman Stadium. That's going to be electric next weekend against the Cardinals, isn't it? Whoa. Woo. Royals lose 3-1, the final score. I mentioned Seth Lugo. I haven't mentioned him enough because he is today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Seth Lugo makes his ninth start of the season. He throws his fifth straight quality starts. His ERA is now 3.02. That's top 30 in baseball. And he's also tossed the most innings of all pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. Six innings of three-run ball today for Lugo. He struck out five, did not walk a batter, and did not factor. He takes the loss, his fourth of the season, but you know it's wild that a pitcher can perform at such a quality level and yet feel like such an afterthought. Because the whole team pitched their tails off today. I mentioned Lugo. We talked about John Schreiber. Steven Cruz just continues to put up zeros. He's allowed a grand total of 7 base runners in his 13 games. 7 base runners total. Let's go to Preston in Ottawa. Preston, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you, man?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate it. I wanted to talk to you a couple callers ago. Somebody was mentioning Jonathan India and his spot in the batting order. Just wanted to see what your thoughts were on moving Mikel back up to the leadoff spot and dropping India down to the bottom half of the lineup. Are you more comfortable with keeping Garcia down in the bottom half of the lineup to kind of give some strength and motivation to the bottom half guys that aren't really producing too much this year?
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate the phone call. The answer is I don't see India moving anytime soon, especially for Mikel Garcia, because if that's the case, boy, that trade doesn't look too good. And I don't think you want a trade looking poor a quarter of the way through the season. And you are 6 games above 500. Listen, Jonathan India is a pro. I'm not saying that you would get in his dome if you dropped him in the lineup. But when things are going good, and I think it's fair to say that things are going well for this team, I understand that the offense, once again, held below 5 runs, 4 runs, 3 runs, 2 runs. They scored 1 run. Royals have now been held to 4 runs or fewer in 35 of the first 42 games. No, I understand what's going on with this offense. I've seen zero panic from the hitters, from the offense, from India, from Massey, from Vinny. I mean, like, open panic. I'm sure when their head hits the pillow, yeah, they're grinding their teeth, you know, having some rough dreams. Yeah, I'm sure it's not easy for them, but body language-wise, energy-wise, confidence-wise, showing up to the ballpark expecting to win-wise, yeah, I haven't seen a real change. So if I'm the coaching staff, which, as you may know, Preston, if you've listened to Q or really anybody on that coaching staff, they're not panicked whatsoever. They're certainly not showing any panic when it comes to the offense. And I think making a move like that, dropping India, moving Garcia up, completely flipping the plan that you've had for the past 5 months, I think that shows panic. And I don't see any reason to show any panic when you're 6 games above 500 and you've won 16 of the past 20 games.
Yeah, that stretch, by the way, since Easter, the Royals are still the best team in Major League Baseball with that 16-4 mark. Preston, thanks for the phone call. And the reason why the Royals have that outstanding mark is because of the rotation. Seth Lugo, again, with another quality start. He helps his team's ERA actually went up today. The Royals' team ERA, as far as a rotation is concerned, is the second best in baseball, an ERA of 2.97. On average, this team is getting more than five and two-thirds innings every time they play. It doesn't matter who's taking the ball. On average, they're giving you almost six innings every single night. And the Royals' starting pitching has more strikeouts than anybody in the American League. All right, the text line is there for you, 913-586-7965. From the 913, Vern, the Royals are a good team, like the Miami Dolphins are a good team. It's, you know, just close enough to be average that they can continue to tantalize and attract attention of the blind. Well, you're calling us blind? Oh, he goes on. Oh, wow. Yeah, you're not very, you're not in on this team at all. Says, they attract attention from their blind, pathetic, delusional, thirsty, simp fan base. Let me guess, Red Sox fan from Overland Park. Diehard Yankee fan from Lenexa. Get out of here. Get out of here. I'll keep that number. I'll see when this guy jumps back on the bandwagon. Call him out on it. Dan in KCK's not sweating. He points to the 5-2 homestand. Dan's smiling after this one. So is Tyler in Kansas City. He points out that the Tigers lost as well. Danny in Overland Park. Vern, Bobby's trying to overcompensate for the lack of offense. Possibly. I think he did that early on in the season. I think Salvi did that early on in the season. Well, he needs to get over it. He can't have it. Can't have it from Bob. I'll tell you that right now. Will in the 660 writes in on the text line. Vern, our leadoff hitter, saw a total of 11 pitches today. That's it. Okay. Disappointed. Disappointed in Jonathan India is Will from the 660. Raj at the Ozarks is concerned that once again, the Royals were limited to one run. Yeah, that's not ideal, but let's remember, we are 42 games into the season, and over the past two decades, only two teams have gotten off to a better start than this year's edition of the Royals. Last year's team was one game better, and the championship team of 2015 was four games better. Certainly been in worse places, and there is plenty of time to dig out of where the Royals are right now, which is, again, headed to the postseason. Right? 913-586-7965, maybe all that's changed, but I mean, the Royals still have the fourth best record in the American League. So if you're down on the Royals and Royals fans, well, I mean, they have a better mark than the Yankees, a better mark than this Red Sox team. Oh, but Vern, they just beat up on the White Sox and they beat up on the Rockies. Okay. So you didn't enjoy last year's wild card series against the Orioles because the only reason the Royals got there is because they beat up the White Sox? I mean, did they have to fill out a resume to get into October? Did they had to, you know, try to make their schedule look better than it was? No. The rules are win games. The more games you win, the better chance you have at getting into October. So, man, I wish they could play the White Sox every day. Fine. Great. Because I also don't believe the team that we watch today is going to be the same team that we're watching in 3 months. Hopefully it's unchanged because of injuries. Hopefully the changes come from additions. Additions from the outside. Maybe an addition from the minor leagues. 120 games to go. Don't make any declarative statements about really any team or anybody in big league baseball, because you'll just end up with egg on your face. Michael Wacha takes the hill in game one tomorrow night in Houston. It's a 7:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. Royals, Astros, two of the better teams in the American League, right? Two of the above 500 teams in the American League. Royals are 2.5 games in front of Houston. But I'm sure if they beat the Astros, you'll minimize that. But if they lose to the Astros, well then, oh, you can't beat a good team. Right, because they beat Houston. But that probably won't be brought up tomorrow. Hey, come on, clean it up. We got it. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 6 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Happy Mother's Day. Pick your head up.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Byrne during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.